The Confession by John Grisham. Read by Vincent Marzullo.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. The Crime. Chapter 1. The custodian at St. Mark's had just scraped 3 inches of snow off the sidewalks when the man with the cane appeared. The sun was up, but the winds were howling. The temperature was stuck at freezing mark. The man wore a pair of thin dungarees, a well-worn summer shirt, hiking boots, and a light windbreaker that stood little chance against the chill. But he did not appear to be uncomfortable, nor was he in a hurry. He was on foot, walking with a limp and a slight tilt to his left, the side aided by the cane. He shuffled along the sidewalk near the chapel and stopped at a side door with the word "Office" painted in dark red. He did not knock, and the door was not locked. He stepped inside just as another gust of wind hit him in the back. The room was a reception area with the cluttered, dusty look one would expect to find in an old church. In the center was a desk with a nameplate that announced the presence of Charlotte Younger, who sat not far behind her name. She said with a smile, "Good morning."
"Good morning," the man said. A pause. "It's very cold out there."
"It is indeed."